Hi, Richard. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing fine.
Awesome. I'm glad to hear that. Well, happy Friday. We made it. That's a
yes.
good thing, right? All right. Well, my name is Nadine, and I'm one of the regional specialists. In fact, I handle pricing and details for your area. I know that you've been talking here with Mark, and he does a wonderful job explaining the outline of our program. Did you have any questions for me as far as the placement that we do or how the program works?
Yes, if you could just give me like a little rundown.
I can, absolutely. So our company, Local Splash, what we are is a Google channel partner, Richard, and we just had a position that opened up within our company for your category. I'm sure you probably see the map whenever you search for like a restaurant or a tire shop near you. You'll get that map
yes.
in the search results with the little red dots, right?
Right.
So that's where we do the placement because we know that 90% of the searches will start and they'll stop on that first page of Google. So if someone's looking, you know, for a mover or any of the services that you offer, right, we would make sure that your company would appear on that first page of Google as a top recommended option. They would click on your phone number and they would call you directly. Does that kind of make sense so far?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. Now, as I was looking through the notes, he mentioned that you've been in business now 3 years. Okay. And
going on three.
Okay. And then he also mentioned as well that you target a 50-mile radius. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you're doing, so the moves are for both residential as well as like if a business office wanted to move. So commercial too, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I was actually doing a quick search for Blue Buck Moving, and I wanted to kind of see like where you appear at online. What I did find for you is I saw a listing for you on Yelp, MapQuest. I don't know if this is your Facebook page. Do you use Facebook?
I began to set up a page, but it's still in process.
Oh, you know what? This is your Facebook page. I found it. Okay, looks good. All right. Good content on there. Good job.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. My pleasure. So, definitely everything that I'm seeing here tells me, Richard, that you provide a quality type of service. And that's the kind of company that we're looking to work with. If we were to begin working with you on this first page of Google, what we're going to do is we're going to close out the category. What that means is that we're not going to work with anyone in your territory who offers the same services. Okay? Does that kind of make sense so far?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Richard, this platinum package that I want to offer you, I'm going to offer it to you at a discounted rate for newer businesses. What you would be looking at is a monthly flat rate of $249 a month, month to month, no contracts. And what this would include for you is first page placement on Google, content creation on Bing. It includes Facebook ads that will retarget an audience by interest, income level, or by location. We're also going to include a website for you. You don't currently have one, right? There's not one that I'm missing?
No, yeah, it doesn't have one.
That's okay. Because I'm going to include a website for you that we will build, host, and maintain. And we will attach that website where your business is listed. So that way, they see the quality work that you do, and they would get to learn more about your company. And then we would also cover the mobile platform. So whenever someone's doing a search using their iPhone or their Android or their tablet, they'll also find you on that first page of Google. So we would be basically covering all of your bases. And it's a month-to-month program with no contracts.
That sounds good.
Okay. Now, aside from the moving, like, do you help them with the packing, or is it just strictly the moving?
Yes, we help with packing, and we do some assemblies, and...
Oh, you do? Like furniture assembles?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. You know, and I'm glad that you're sharing that with me, because if they're also looking for those specific services, I mean, we're going to make sure that you're being found as well. But the beauty, Richard, of our program is that it will come with a customized tracking and reporting system. So you're not just having to take our word for it that this program is working. In fact, you'll be able to see, like, how many phone calls you're receiving from new customers, how many times you came up in the search results. You would be able to track all of this, right, through your client dashboard. Now, if at any time, let's say you wanted to add keywords or you felt like running a promotion, you know, for the month, or changing any of your content, you can do so. But you'll always have an assistance of an account management team here that is actually available to assist you with all of this. All of it's going to start with me. I would be the lead on the account. But, yeah, like I said, it's a month-to-month program, and there's no contracts. I mean, I feel, Richard, that this would be something that you would want to take advantage of today. You know, give it a shot. That way we can prove it to you, right?
Right. Is there any way that I can find, are you guys located on Google as well?
You'll find us on Google. Yeah, you can look us up. Our company is Local Splash. We are in Fountain Valley, California. That's where you will find our company. So we've been in business now, Richard, I would say about, oh, wow, going on 20 years now. This December will be 20 years that we've been in business. And you'll see that we're 4.2 on Google, and we have almost 1,000 reviews.
Oh,
so we've been doing this a long time.
Yes. That's good.
Yeah. We didn't just roll up one day, you know, this year and say, okay, now let's help businesses with placement on Google. So we've been doing it a while. Where does a lot of your work come from? Is it more word of mouth?
U-Haul, actually.
I was going to say, you know what's a trip is? I was actually looking on your Facebook page, and I saw a listing for you on U-Haul. That's good. That's really, really good. I saw that there was some reviews. Yeah, I saw everything was excellent. Richard and Jordan took great care of me. Thanks. That was a review from, from 719 from Colin.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, so good job on that.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what do you think about with this program that we're offering you? Do you feel that this would be beneficial, you know, for your business to get started today?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. I saw that there was an email for you. I don't know if this would be the best email address, though. It was actually, excuse me, I saw it on your Facebook page, bluebuckmoving@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have access to your email right now? Because what I'm going to send you right now, I'm sending you this email. It's actually coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. And what it's going to say in that email, in the subject part, is Google and Facebook marketing, okay? So I kind of want to give you an outline on everything that I told you that would be included in this package. But I also, I'm just grabbing an example, too, of a website. Let me see if we have one for movers, just to kind of give you an idea of how that website would look. Like the layout of it, you know what I mean? Because I think that'd be kind of cool, too, for you to see, you know, how the layout is. Do you typically take videos, too? I saw a lot of pictures of your work. Man, I don't know how you movers do it. It's like a puzzle when you put it together, huh?
Yeah, it's my question every day.
How you fit everything in there. I'm going to tell you something. I sometimes pack up my truck and my husband says, you got a whole space right here that's empty that you could have fit more stuff in. I'm all, you know what, just leave me alone. So, you know, with the kind of website that we build too, just to kind of let you know, we can add videos, we can add reviews from your clients on that website. We could even set it up, okay, where they could book appointments with you through that site if you wanted it set up like that. I just sent out the email to you so that way you can take a look at that, what I mentioned that's included. Do you get text messages on this phone too, by chance?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Okay. I'm going to send you the example of the website too. I'm going to send it to you in a text message. You can see it there too. You should get a link any second now. If you click on that link, what it'll show you is an example of a website as if you were looking at it from a desktop, if you were looking at it from your, you know, iPad, or if you're looking at it even from your mobile phone. I show it to you in those forms because no matter what device they're looking at it from, it's going to adjust to that size of the device. So it's not going to look like distorted, in other words. Okay.
Okay.
I don't know if you got that link, Richard. Are you looking at it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See how it has a gallery and everything? So you would have a website similar to this, of course, with your content on it, but this is to kind of give you an idea. There's even a form, you know, that they could fill out, like if they didn't have time to call you, but they had a question. We consider that a hot lead. So you would get that information sent to you so that way you can contact them as well. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I like the layout.
I love the business logo, by the way. How'd you come up with the name?
I actually used my nickname and my last name. So my nickname is Blue, and my last name is Buckley.
Oh, okay.
So for me, it's Blue Buck, and it's the buck, so I just find the symbol of a little symbol of a deer, a buck.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Very unique. I like that. I always find it interesting, you know, how people come up with company names, right? So that's pretty cool. Okay.
Thank you.
So any other questions, or are you ready to give this a shot?
Yeah, I'm ready to give it a shot.
Okay.
Is this no entry price, I guess, $250 per month?
It's going to be $249 per month. There are no taxes. There's no hidden charges. Richard, I'm going to ask you, okay, I'm going to ask you to stick it out 2 months. Okay, we call it a 2-month verbal agreement, but you're paying monthly. You could cancel at any time, okay? I'm just going to tell you this. If you had to pause it or cancel it, just make sure that you at least call 3 business days. Before your billing is due, so that way you don't get charged. And we part as friends. Simple as that. You're not going to have a cancellation fee. We don't work like that, okay? We would rather earn your business, okay? So I'm also sending you the second email. And the second email is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics, okay? Now, that email just kind of gives you an example of our reporting system so that way you're familiar with how your reports would look. Okay? And then I'm also, Richard, I'm going to send you as well another text message. And I want you to save this phone number in your contacts. Okay? So the text that I'm going to send you is going to have our customer service department number. Anytime you have an update, you have a change, you have a question, or you even have a concern regarding your account, you're going to call our customer service department. We are always here for you Monday through Friday, 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. So we're on the West Coast. You're 2 hours ahead of us. So we're always here for you, 9 to 6. Monday through Friday. Okay? Let me know when that text message comes through to you so that way you can open it up.
Okay, I have it.
Okay. So you're going to save, Richard, that 877 number in your contacts under local splash. Okay? So that way you never lose our number. You always have it on you. And if you look at that text as well, I already included your username and your password for your reporting system. So your username is always going to be your phone number, and your password is Fun Internet. If you see it right there, it shows you what your password is. It's all lowercase, and it's one word. You could always update it to a password of your choice, too, okay? But make sure you save that, all right? And, Richard, what was your last name? I'm sorry. It's just for the account here with us.
It's Buckner, B-U-C-K-N-E-R.
Okay. Now, the phone number that should always be listed for your business is the number that you and I are speaking on, the 618-671-3136?
Yes.
Okay. And so for the company, how we're going to list the company name, it should read as Blue Buck Moving, or how do you want it to be listed? Because I noticed the Help LLC on your Facebook page.
Right. And that's how I'm feeling. In your opinion, which one sounds better? Should I add the Help?
Well,
because as of right now, we don't have a moving truck.
Okay.
So what people do is they get the truck and we just provide the labor.
Okay.
So that's why I put the Help.
Okay. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Putting as the Blue Buck Movie. I see too on U-Haul, you have it as Blue Buck Moving Company. I kind of like the Blue Buck Moving Help LLC. I kind of like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Is that how you have it on your LLC?
Yes.
I would say, why not list it like that, okay? If you need to change it later on down the road, you can always update it. But I like the Moving Help in the company name.
Yeah, I'm sick with it.
Okay. And do you want that LLC included, or do you want it without the LLC? It's totally up to you. If you want my recommendation, I would say keep it how it is on your Facebook page. So that way everything looks uniform.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Now, Google, we're going to verify you, right? Local Splash is going to get you verified through Google. And so typically you get verified at your home address. It's what we call a home office. But I'm going to reassure you that that address will not show anywhere on Google, because what you do is mobile. You're not like a storefront where people come and buy products or pick out tile. So what address do you have the business registered at? Is it your home address?
I have it actually. Yes, but I'm recently moving.
Okay. Do you have the new address where you're moving to, or when are you going to be moving?
Probably moving in probably like a month.
Oh, then you know what? You can use the current address that you have. That's where the red dot's going to be. How far are you moving from? Where is it, in Swansea where you're at now?
Yes.
Okay.
Belleville, same difference. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you can definitely verify at the current address that you're at now, because what we're going to do is Google's now doing everything digital, so it's a video verification. So the address isn't going to show, you know what I mean? It's just where the red dot's going to be is in that city.
Right, so would I receive any mail at that location?
No, absolutely not. Everything's digital now. Yeah. So you're good.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. What's that address where you're at now?
It's 3204 Trudy Drive.
What drive, I'm sorry?
Trudy Drive, T-R-U-D-Y.
Oh, okay. Belleville?
Or Belleville.
I'm over here trying to pronounce it different, right? Is the zip code 62226?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. No unit number, anything like that? That's just a physical address, right?
No, yes.
Okay.
No unit number.
Okay, perfect. And then, Richard, so for the payment, okay, the $249 is what you're paying today. I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording. It'll outline the service agreement. It's also an added form of protection for you as well. And it's just going to go over the billing date, the amount. So every 26th of the month is when your billing date is, okay? The card that you're using for the payment, is that card in your name, Richard? Does it have the business name or is it in both?
It's in both.
Okay. Does your name only read as Richard Buckner or is there like a middle initial?
Actually on the card. One second.
Okay, no worries. Take your time.
There's no middle initial.
Okay. And how does the company name read on there?
Just Blue Buck Moving.
Okay.
I am a junior, name? By the way.
Oh, you're a junior? Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Yeah. So does it have the JR on the card?
Yes.
Okay. So just Richard Buckner, JR. Okay. And then Blue Buck Moving. Who gave you the nickname?
Blue for my grandma. Because my father's name, nickname was, so she named me Blue. I don't know how it came about.
Okay. Well, probably because if they called you Richard, it would confuse with your dad, right?
Yeah.
Is it the same billing address, the 3204 Trudy Drive?
Yes.
Okay. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
And what's the card number when you're ready?
It is 4403.
Uh-huh.
952-23-70-7748.
I'm going to repeat it back to you, but I'm not charging the card. 4403-9352-2370-7748. Is that correct?
Yes.
Expiration month and year?
It's 0828.
And the CVV code on the back.
That is 944.
Okay. So before I process your payment, Richard, I'm going to be walking you through a voice verification recording. As I mentioned, it's for your protection, and it's going to outline our service agreement. When I'm walking you through it, okay, if there's something that you don't understand, please do me a favor and stop me and just say, Nadine, what does that mean? So that way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a very clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Yes.
Okay. I do also want to put a security question on your account here with us to protect it. And you could choose either that it be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or it could be your first pet's name. What would you like for your security question to be?
First pet name.
Okay, and what was your first pet's name?
Mishine.
Okay, how do you spell that, hon?
Yes, it's M-I-S-E-A-N.
Okay, I thought so, but I wanted to make sure. Okay. Now, I'm going to turn on the recording, okay, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
Blue Bug Moving Help, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Richard Buckner Jr., CEO.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
I'm sorry?
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
What do you mean by that?
What I mean is, are you authorized? So, like, are you given the okay to enter into the agreement with us for this marketing on behalf of your company? Are you authorized to do that? Okay.
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Richard, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised, you may receive calls from third-party vendors, okay, other companies that are not related to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, sometimes, Richard, we might call you with an update, right? And we know that you're in the middle of a job. You can't just drop what you're doing to answer our call. All we ask from you is just make sure to call us back within at least 24 business hours. Now, I also want you to be aware that you might have other companies trying to call you to offer you other online marketing. They're not associated with us. We're never going to call you to ask you to spend more money than that $249 a month. I do want you to get into the habit as well to continue, always ask, what's my security question? Because if someone hangs up on you, then you know for a fact it was not us calling. Okay? Okay.
Yes.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? And if you don't mind, I'd like to explain this one, if that's okay with you, because I usually do. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So this question, what I'm saying here is, we are not saying that you can't do other marketing. Like, we're aware that you have a Yelp page and it looks like you have that profile on U-Haul and you got your Facebook, right? What we're saying is that before you do any other marketing, just give us a call, Richard, so that way we can make sure that we're not already providing you that service, because we just don't want you spending more money if you don't need to. Okay? So that's what that means. Okay? So, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is July 26th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $200 $149. So this is a 2-month verbal agreement. And what that means, Richard, is that your second payment will be charged on August 26, 2024 in the discounted amount of $249. Now, once your term is completed, Richard, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the 26th day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is a number I told you to save that I texted you, 877-635-6225. If you do choose to pause or cancel the account, we do ask that you at least call us 3 business days before your billing is due so that you do not incur that charge. So you know, if you gotta pause it or cancel it, just make sure that you call 3 business days before the 26th so that way you don't get charged on that date. Okay?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So what I'm going to be doing now, Richard, is I'm processing your payment, and you're going to get a receipt sent both to your email, and we're going to also send it to you in a text message. It should be arriving in a couple minutes, and I'm going to go over it with you as well. The next thing that I want to do is I want to schedule your client interview with one of my technicians. I'd like to schedule it today if you have the availability as well. So in the client interview, Richard, they're going to be talking to you about the website that we're building, where to send the pictures. They're going to talk to you about your Facebook ads. Okay, they're going to go over way more in detail, and I'm going to block out an hour. But the appointment, that can take sometimes between 30 to 40 minutes, maybe a little bit longer, just depending on how many questions or details you have. And I do want to schedule it at a time that's convenient for you, okay? So let me take a look at the times that I have available, and you can let me know if any of those times work for you, okay? So whatever time I give you, it's in your time zone, all right? So it looks like I have an appointment available. I'm looking at here. I should have one that is 3 to 4, 4 to 5, 5 to 6. Which one of those times would work for you?
3 to 4 sounds good.
3 to 4? Okay. Let me just clarify to make sure we can book that one. Okay. And then it looks like finance sent a message. It declined the payment. For the $249.
I'm not sure.
I don't know if you want to check your account. Maybe there's not enough funds in there.
Yes, enough funds. Not a lot. Yeah, well, that would be about, well, is it because it's not a bank card?
Oh, what kind of card is it?
It's my Cash App card.
Well,
I recently just lost my bank card.
Oh, no. Okay, let me repeat the number back to you just because maybe I jotted it down wrong. Maybe I put it wrong in the system. So it's 4403, right? 9352. 2370-7748, right?
Yes.
And that expires August of 28?
Yes.
And the CVV code on the back is 944?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Let me see. It could have been that I maybe put in a number wrong. Sometimes that happens. Oh, there it went. See, I told you I probably put a number wrong. You're like, Nadine, you better check yourself again, huh? Okay. All right. And then you said 5 to 6 would work for you, right?
Five to six o'clock?
Yeah. Was that a good time for you?
Yeah, that's a good time.
Okay. Let me just see. Okay. Yeah, because I have the 3 to 4, 4 to 5, 5 to 6.
The 3 to 4 or 5 to 6.
Really? Okay. Let me see. Would you prefer the 3 to 4 if I could get you the 3 to 4? You're like, I'm trying to finish up my Friday. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just waiting for him to respond to me so that way he'll give me the okay on it. Okay, perfect. Let me do this real quick before they snag that time from me. Okay, so I'm going to put you in for your client interview today. We're going to call you from an 877 number. Now, I need you to answer all calls within that hour. I'm going to make sure that I'm available to do that call because I want to introduce you. I'd like to introduce you to the technician. Okay. So I'm going to do my best to make sure that I'm available to do that introduction. If for some reason, okay, I get caught in a meeting or I'm on another call, the technician is going to call you directly. Okay. But let's say when they call you, when we call, right, you're in the middle of something. You need 5 or 10 more minutes. Just pick up the call, Richard, and just say, hey, can you call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We will call you right back, okay? And I'm going to also send you a reminder, too, an hour before your interview just to let you know that it's coming up in the next hour, just in case if it slips your mind, okay? Now, just a few things that I want to jot down for my technician. I know I put you for 50 miles. Do you prefer when we contact you that we call, text, or email all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
I prefer all three.
All three? Okay. And then I'm putting you down for moving, movers. I'm going to put residential, commercial, anything else you want me to notate on here, just so that way they know where to start from. I think on the Yelp, what did I see on there? Furniture moving, local moving. You want me to add those? Furniture assembly?
Yes.
Okay. Do you do long distance too?
No, not at the moment.
Not, okay. Okay. And then, and you have the LLC, but are you licensed and insured or in the process? It's not a requirement.
Yes, I'm in the process of.
Oh, good. But you do have your LLC, so I'm going to notate that on there too. And then let's take a look here. Okay. And then I mentioned to them you do have a business logo. You have photos. And then you're good with it being your actual phone number listed on the profile, right? Or we could put a tracking number if you prefer that. It doesn't cost you anything. The tracking number would actually be linked to your phone, but it comes with an app that you download from the App Store. So it lets you track your phone calls and your messages. Would you want a tracking number?
I'm not sure. It will pop up at the same timing and everything.
What it would pop up is like it would probably have your area code and a different number. So when they call it, it's going to still ring to your phone. Even if you don't do it now, Richard, but let's say later on down the road, you're like, you know, I think I want the tracking number. Just let us know and we could put a tracking number instead, and it's still not going to cost you anything. It's included. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then what are your hours of operation? Are you like a Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? 7 days a week.
Right now? Yeah, 7 days a week.
Okay, do you have any typical hours?
From 7 to, say, it depends on the start time.
Yeah.
We try to work till at least 7 to 6 in the afternoon.
Okay, I'll put
but
that, but you know, it can vary to your schedule, so I'll just, trust me, some people already know that you might work even later or earlier if you needed to, right?
Yes.
And what forms of payments do you accept? Do you take check, cash, credit card, Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, PayPal?
We take Venmo, Cash App, and cash.
Awesome. Okay. So the last things that I want to go over with you, if you take a look at your messages, okay, or even your emails, I need you to find the one that says initial invoice, okay?
Okay.
And it would have came either before or after the welcome one. I know there's a bunch of messages you got. And it'll say, hello, Richard. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email.
Okay. Yes, I see it.
Okay, click perfect. Yes, click on where it says click here. And then, Richard, it'll take you to a page that says Local Splash, Terms of Experience. Let me know when you're there.
Okay.
Okay. Now you're going to scroll to the bottom where you see your phone number. It says mobile phone and it'll have your phone number.
Yes.
Okay. Now at the bottom, there's these two little boxes that you're going to click on. One is saying that you agree to receive text messages to your phone number, and that's text messages from us. And then the other one is saying that you are the authorized holder and signer of the card that you provided for the payment. And then at the very bottom where it's telling you to sign your name, you're just going to type your name, Richard space Buckner space JR, no period, just exactly as you see it there. And then what you'll do is you'll click on confirm signature. And so when you do that, let me know because it should take you to a page that says username and password.
Yes, I'm on it now.
Awesome. So this is a part where you would go in and track your results with us. So basically, that's where you put the username and password that I sent you earlier. If you go in there now, you're not going to see much because the technician's got to create all that. So in 5 to 7 days, start logging in there and start tracking your results with us, okay? So as a reminder, today we're going to call you between 3 and 4 o'clock. Remember, it's going to be from an 877 number, so just make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour. Also, I sent you an email, too. There's some photos that we're going to need pictures of from you, and this is going to help us get you verified through Google faster. So send us a picture of work tools or work equipment that you use, okay? If there's a work truck or a work van that you use, send us a picture of that. Send us a picture of your LLC, like your registration, or if you hand out business cards, send us a photo of that. Send us whatever you can off of that list, and whatever you don't have, don't worry about it. Just send us what you can, okay? Now, starting from today, Richard, we're going to get things moving, Okay, so within 5 to 7 days, you're listed in the directories, and you could also start logging in and tracking your results with us. Within 7 to 14 days, that website that we build for you is going to be live. They're going to be able to see it. And your Facebook ads are going to be live too, which are also going to generate calls for you. Okay. Now what we put in our terms and conditions that I sent to you in writing, getting you verified through Google, creating your Google business profile and getting it on that first page and maintaining it there. Our timeline that we give you, the promise is 45 to 60 days. But I'm going to tell you something. I have seen it many times happen sooner. So as these steps are being processed, Richard, we're going to be sending you notifications. We're going to keep you aware when you're on the first page, when your Facebook ads are live, when your website's live, when you're in the directory. So we're going to keep you in the loop. So this way you're aware of the work that we're doing and the steps that we're completing. Okay? If you have changes, let us know. If you need to update pictures, send us the photos. And the technician is going to go over all of that with you. You're going to add us on as managers to your Facebook page, not owners. So this way we can manage your Facebook ads. Okay? And I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. Richard, I am super, super excited for you. I'm so glad that we were able to talk to you, and it's been such a pleasure for me. Did you have any other questions?
No, not at the moment. I appreciate everything.
You are so welcome, and I will talk to you later on, okay? You have yourself a blessed day, and we will talk to you later on this afternoon.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later.